biti još jedan čas o tome kako da poboljšamo svoje mantranje.
It is a continuation of this morning's class, so we will again go in a very deep subject matters.
I to je nastavak jutrošnjeg časa, tako da ćemo opet otići jako duboko u ovu temu.
I was reading today something about Haridas Thakur, which made me think a lot.
I ja sam danas nešto čitao o Haridas Thakuru i to me je nateralo da duboko razmislim.
Haridas Thakur once visited a prison and told the prisoners that he blessed them that this state would continue, the state of being a prisoner.
Haridas Thakur je jednom posjetio zatvor i onda je rekao zatvorenicima da im želi da ostanu u tom stanju u kome jesu, da ostanu u zatvoru.
And the prisoners said, what? Please have mercy on us.
I onda su zatvorenici rekli, šta? Molim te, imaj milosti prema nama.
Haridas answered, you have not understood my blessings.
I Haridas im je odgovorio, vi niste razumeli moj blagoslov.
I bless you that the consciousness in which you are now, where you sincerely pray for Krishna's mercy, that will continue.
I on je rekao, ja sam u stvari poželao da ta svesnost u kojoj ste sada, kada se iskreno molite za Krišninu milost, da ostanete u tome.
Now you are serious.
Sada ste ozbiljni.
Now you think of Krishna and you pray, oh, please save us.
Sada mislite o Krišni i sada mu se molite, molim te spasi nas.
This is your best time in your life.
I ovo je najbolje vreme u vašem životu.
May this never stop.
I neka ono nikada ne prestane.
So I was reading this and then I was thinking of all of you.
I onda sam ja to čitao i onda sam razmišljao o svima vama.
I think you have your best, your a very high level of Krishna consciousness at the present moment, and I think that may this never stop.
Ja mislim da se u ovom trenutku nalazite na jakom visokom nivou svesnosti Krišne i želim vam da to nikad ne prestane.
I sincerely hope that you do not require to be put into prison to have this consciousness where you call out for Krishna.
Ja se iskreno nadam da nije neophodno da odete u zatvor da biste imali tu svesnost kada tako žarko žudite za Krišnu.
I'm also very happy to greet today our oldest listener.
I ja sam isto jako srećen da danas mogu da pozdravim našeg najstarijeg slušatelja.
Chaitanya Lila, this is your mother? No? No. Radha Seva's mother? Grandmother, yes. So, Nasa Draga Baka of Radha Seva, dobro došli.
Naša draga Bako, Radha Seve, dobro nam došli.
Yes. Hare Krishna, bravo, bravo. Do you remember yesterday we said we wish that today is rain, and Indra is very pleased. He's I think he will fulfill our desire.
I da li se sećate, juče smo rekli da bismo želeli da imamo kišu danas popodne i čini mi se da Indra je jako zadovoljan s nama zato što čini se da će možda i padati kiša.
My dear devotees, I would like to give you a little summary of what we talked about today in the morning, and then we will with full strength enter into a very esoteric subject of Krishna consciousness, that is the advanced chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Dragi moji vakte, sada bih prvo želao da malo sumiram ono o čemu smo pričali jutros, a onda ćemo krenuti dalje neka ezoterična objašnjenja i o tome kako mantrati na naprednom nivou.
We were discussing how a soul which wakes up from the dream of material life begins to pray to Krishna and enter into dialogue with the body and the mind by saying we are separate, we have to go our own ways from now on.
Mi smo govorili o tome kako se duša, kada se probudi iz tog sna materijalnog života, ona se upušta u jedan dijalog sa umom i sa telom i kažem da, da su oni odvojeni, da nisu isti.
But only when the soul at that time can meet devotees will he get as the seed of bhakti, which is faith in the holy name, and will be able to advance.
Ali jedino ako osoba sretne bhakte, onda će ona dobiti to seme bhakti i onda će seme bhakti koje su stvari sastoji iz te vere u sveto ime i onda će ona biti u stanju da napreduje.
When a person is very serious in his spiritual practice, Krishna at that time takes his seat on the throne of the heart
i onda,
and drives away the inauspiciousness.
I samo onda kada je osoba jako ozbiljna u svojoj duhovnoj praksi, onda će Krišna doći i sesti na tron srca i odneće daleko sve nepovoljnosti.
But we were discussing how at this stage the soul has not yet developed any taste in the chanting of the holy name and is therefore hopeless.
Ali mi smo također razgovarali o tome da osoba na tom nivou još uvek nije razvila ukus za pevanje svetog imena i zato je beznadežna.
The medicine which will cure him is rejected by the soul.
I lek koji bi mogao da izleči biva odbačen od strane duše.
In the hospital where I was recently receiving a traumatic surgery, I am severely criticized for one offense which I made.
U bolnici u kojoj sam nedavno imao tu traumatičnu operaciju, mene su ozbiljno prekorevali zbog jedne stvari koju sam ja radio.
See,
uvrede.
When the information came, they just pumped antibiotics into my veins.
I onda znači oni su krenuli da mi daju antibiotike kroz vene.
And my hands started to fall away, my nose started to fall off, and my toes. This is really the most heavy antibiotics you can imagine, which have bad after effect.
I kako su to najgori mogući antibiotici koje možete da zamislite, koji imaju užasan efekt, ja jednostavno više nisam osjećao svoje ruke, svoj nos.
So in the night, I, by reflex, I just ripped the intravenous antibiotics out of my vein.
I onda sam ja jednostavno refleksno u toku noći iščupao te antibiotike koje su mi davali u ven.
And then they then the doctors came and said, but this is the only thing to keep the inflammation down.
Ali onda su doktori došli i rekli su mi da je to jedini način na koji se taj na koji se ta upala može sniziti.
Okay, we will give the antibiotics orally from now on. And they gave me a cannonball like this.
I onda su oni rekli u redu, ako to ne želiš, onda ćemo ti od sada davati antibiotike tako da ih popiješ i onda su mi dali jedno topovsko đule.
So, what totally upset them was that the patient had hidden the antibiotics under his cushion.
A ono što ih je kompletno uznemirilo jeste činjenica da je njihov pacijent sakrio svoje pilule iza jastuka.
And they said, if you don't take the antibiotics, our cleaning lady said they were under the cushion. How will you become healthy?
I onda su oni rekli, ali naša čistačica, ona nam je rekla da, da si sakrio svoje pilule iza jastuka i ako ih ti ne uzimaš, pa kako misliš da ozdraviš?
I remember, I said, I wanted to swallow them, but something, some reflex, I don't know how they came under the cushion.
I ja se samo sećam da sam ja stvarno želao da ih popijem, ali na neki čudesni način, možda refleksno, oni su nekako dospeli iza jastuka.
And I was truthful.
I ja sam stvarno bio, stvarno sam govorio istinu.
I remember after I had pulled the thing out of the veins, I was agreeable to the treatment with antibiotics.
Jer ja se sećam jako dobro da kada sam iščupao te žice koje su mi ulazile u venu, onda sam se ja složio da ću uzimati antibiotike no, upijući.
With my intellect, but not with my whole being.
Ali ja sam se složio svojim intelektom, a ne celim svojim bićem.
This is an analogy which I want to place before you.
I to je analogija koju ja želim da postavim pred vas.
You all have understood that you should chant, but this only with the intellect.
Vi ste svi razumeli da treba da mantrate, ali to je samo na nivou intelekta.
There is a reflex, the ego reflex, against the chanting, against Krishna, which works even though your intellect works goes in a different conviction.
I to je jedan refleks, ego refleks, na koji on reaguje protiv mantranja, protiv Krišne i odbija da uradi ono što je potrebno.
So one way to cure this instinctive resistance to Krishna and to surrender and to purification is to chant in the association with devotees.
Tako da je jedan od načina na koji osoba može da se bori protiv tog instinktivnog otpora prema mantranju i prema pročišćenju jeste da mantra u društvu bhakta.
Please know, this resistance against Krishna is instinctive. It is habitual. It's in your genes.
I morate da znate da taj instinkt koji se javlja protiv Krišne, da je to nešto, da taj otpor koji se javlja protiv Krišne, to je nešto instinktivno, to je nešto što vam je u genima, urođeno.
You need to seriously, you know, treat this.
I morate time da se pozabavite jako ozbiljno.
A second point which we made, this was the last point.
I onda druga poenta koju smo imali jutros i to je bila i poslednja poenta.
At the state, when a devotee wants to make advancement and wants to be accepted by Krishna, he absolutely has to avoid the misfortune of committing aparads.
Kada osoba želi da postane ozbiljna i kada želi da napravi duhovni napredak, onda ona mora da se potrudi da izbegava uvrede.
And we gave you a positive way to avoid apparats by just applying the lessons which is implicit in the do nots.
I onda smo vam mi dali pozitivan način na koji možete da se odnosite prema tim uvredama, time što ćete srediti ono što je implicitno dato u tim zabranama.
I personally feel this is very important because in psychology and in experience one has found out that if you are programmed against something, your mind remains occupied with the thing and you don't get rid of it.
Ja lično mislim da je to jako bitno, zato što znamo iz psihologije i iz ličnog iskustva da ako smo programirani da nešto odbijamo, onda će ta stvar i dalje biti prisutna u našem umu i okupirat će ga.
For instance, if you always are afraid, oh, I don't want to commit offenses against devotees, that's a negative injunction, don't do this.
Na primjer, ako ste stalno zaokupljeni time, o, ja ne želim da napravim uvrede baktama, onda je to znači jedna negativna instrukcija.
Somehow our mind remains occupied with offenses against devotees and sooner or later will do it.
Na neki način naš um i dalje ostaje zaokupljen uvredama prema baktama i pre ili kasnije on će to i uraditi.
But if you program yourself differently by let me see the good in devotees and praise them, it's a whole different story and it will be much easier for you to lead this positive spiritual life and also avoid this offense.
Ali ako sebe programirate na drugačiji način i onda vidite kako možete da vidite dobro u baktama i kako možete da ih slavite, onda ćete vidjeti koliko to razliku može da napravi u vašem duhovnom životu.
This is where we left off.
I to je mjesto na kome smo stali.
And now we will continue.
A sada ćemo nastaviti.
But Satchinanand Swami, you just spoke of how deep-rooted aparadas are. Is it really possible for us to give them up? This is an objection to what I just said.
Ali Satchinandana Swami, ti si upravo govorio o tome kako su te uvrede koje pravimo duboko ukorenjene. Da li uopšte postoji način da mi to promenimo? To je znači prigovor koji osoba može dati na ono što se upravo čulo.
This objection is a genuine objection. We have turned our face against Krishna or against the worship of Krishna since time immemorial. Aparada means away from Radharani.
I ovaj prigovor je realan, ima svoju osnovu, zato što smo mi okrenuli naše lice od Krišne i od obožavanja Krišne i u tom sam stanju od pamtiveka, jer aparada, znači, je odvojen od Šimati Radharani.
Yes, yes, yes. So, to really enter the realm of offenseless chanting, another medicine has to be taken.
Tako da bismo zaista ušli u to područje gde možemo mantrati bez uvreta, moramo uzeti drugi lek.
It is said, only tireless chanting can dissolve past offenses to the holy name.
I kazano je da samo neumorno mantranje, neprekidno mantranje, može uništiti te prethodne uvrede svetom imenu.
These offenses which you have done many lifetimes away ago, or even in this lifetime, are in other words so deep that you have to have the medicine of tireless chanting.
I znači, te uvrede koje ste napravili u ovom ili u prethodnim životima su tako duboke da vi morate da uzmete taj lek neprekidnog mantranja.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us what tireless chanting means.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on nam kaže šta znači to neumorno, neprekidno mantranje.
Tireless chanting, do you say the right word, tireless?
Neumorno, neprekidno. It's, the literal translation is a little bit more.
Yeah. Tireless chanting means that any time other than that used for eating and sleeping or other activities needed for bodily maintenance, one should chant.
I to znači neprekidno, neumorno mantranje označava mantranje u svim drugim situacijama, osim kada osoba spava ili jede ili mora na neki drugi način da se pobrine za održavanje tela.
Please consider this seriously.
Molim vas da ovo jako ozbiljno razmotrite.
The past offenses, these difficult things which make you, which are in your personality in the form of, you know, not feeling attraction to Krishna, can only be removed by this method.
Znači, sve te uvrede koje se nalaze u vama i koje ste vi već napravili i koje se sada manifestuju kao neprivlačnost prema Krišni, sve one mogu biti rešene.
For instance, in health situation, I have learned now, because of this very effective diet, that if you have lived the style of life which many of my god brothers live, then deep on the cellular level there are contaminations in your cells which bring your whole body in disbalance.
Na primjer, ako se, ja sam znam iz ličnog iskustva, ako imate nekih problema sa zdravljem, onda ako ste jako dugo živjeli na jedan određeni način, vidjet ćete da postoje problem u samim ćelijama i onda morate da tretirate problem na tom nivou.
To get this deep disease out of the cells, you can't just drink a digestion tea or a blood purifying tea.
I onda da biste rešili taj problem na tom dubokom nivou, onda ne možete samo da uzmete neki čaj za pročišćenje ili čaj za bolju probavu.
No, for a minimum of 9 months you have to eat a diet which penetrates deep into your cells and takes all the toxins out.
Ne, već morate makar 9 meseci da budete na toj jako strogoj dijeti koja će prodreti u sve vaše ćelije i onda će uzeti sve otrove napolje.
Only in this way you can, for instance, stop the growth of cancerous cells.
I to je, na primjer, jedini način na koji možete da zaustavite rast ćelija raka.
And it works.
I to deluje.
It really has amazing effects on the body and the mind, such a diet, a purificatory diet.
I takva jedna pročišćavajuća dijeta ima neverovatan uticaj na telo i na um.
So if you really want to deeply address your bondage to illusion and to ego, you have to, a few rounds won't do.
I znači, ako stvarno zaista želite na duboki način da tretirate tu svoju vezanost za materiju, onda samo nekoliko krugova neće mnogo pomoći.
At least for some time you have to enter tireless chanting.
I makar za neko vreme vi morate da praktikujete to neumorno mantranje.
Of course, for us modern people, this might mean that we have to plan our life a little bit and say, reserve a week where we go to the beautiful coast of Montenegro and just reserve this time for really chanting.
I, na primjer, za nas, ljude modernog vremena, to može značiti da treba da odvojimo jednu nedelju I da onda odemo, na primjer, na prelepu obalu Crne Gore I da onda tamo praktikujemo to neumorno mantranje.
Devotees who are very, very serious about their spiritual advancement, I always encourage them, spend some time just with the holy name. You will have miracle results. On the deepest level of your personality, you will experience a transformation.
I onda osobe koje su jako ozbiljne po pitanju svog duhovnog napretka, ja im uvek savjetujem da provedu neko vreme, da izdvoje vreme samo za sveto ime I onda će osjetiti promjene jako, jako duboko u sebi.
But you also need to chant with Karkuti.
Ali vi također morate da mantrate sa Karkuti.
Feeling.
Sa osjećanjima.
Feeling for Krishna.
Sa osjećanjima za Krishna.
Or, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur translates it, intense contrition. That means, I'm sorry that I left you.
Ili kao što to Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, morate to imati to intenzivno žaljenje. Ja sam jako žalosna što sam te napustio.
I do remember I once had a good friend and I did something impossible, I will not repeat it here, and disappointed him. And for 1 year this friend didn't have a relationship with me.
Ja se sećam da sam jednom imao jako dobrog prijatelja I onda sam napravio nešto nemoguće, neću čak ni da spominjem šta, I onda čitavi godinu dana taj prijatelj nije želao da me vidi.
I remember I suffered.
Ja se onda sećam kako sam patio.
And finally my ego was down enough and I went to him and I said I'm sorry that I did this.
I onda na kraju kada se moj ego smirio, ja sam otišao kod njega I izvinio sam mu se.
Can we spend some time together, please?
Da li možemo da provedemo neko vreme zajedno kad te molim?
This is necessary if you want to become a devotee. You need to say to Krishna, I'm sorry, I have broken our relationship.
I to je neophodno, ako želite da imate odnos sa Krišnom, morate otići I reći mu, izvini, ja sam prekinuo naš odnos.
You need to have contrition. I hope this, you know the word, because it's a rare word. So let us see, who of you knows what is contrition? It's a difficult word. Contrition means like you lament something. Roy, remorse, yes. What is the
yes.
Remorse?
Mm-hmm.
You really need to feel it. You have broken the relationship and the point is the only one who is at fault is you. It was not Krishna who did this.
I znači onda u srcu morate da osjećate duboko kajanje zato što ste prekinuli taj odnos sa Krišnom. I znači nije ništa u pitanju što je Krišna uradio, u pitanju ste vi. Vi ste ti koji ste prekinuli odnos.
And as a result you have come here into this world of birth and death. It's a serious problem.
I kao rezultat vi ste došli u ovaj svet rođenja I smrti. Znači to je ozbiljan problem.
Hmm. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this will lead to the destruction of the 10 offenses.
I onda Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da će takvo mantranje dovesti do uništenja 10 uvreda.
No other auspicious activity or penance is effective in this regard.
I nijedna druga povoljna delatnost ne može da bude efektivna u tom slučaju.
A secret tip to all of you.
Sada ću vam dati jedan tajni savjet.
This may be already a little bit above your head.
Ovo vam već može onako biti preko glave.
You begin to feel, oops, Krishna consciousness seems to be a personal spirituality. It's not an automatic process.
Već možete pomišljati, ova svesnost Krišne izgleda da je to nešto lične prirode, to nije neka grupna svesnost.
I'm a young person, I'm not so deep, you know.
A ja sam mlada osoba, ja nisam baš tako dubok.
My tip to all of you, if you feel like this.
I moj savjet svima vama koji se ovako osjećate.
Come to a Japa retreat, because there you will be led very systematically to the state where you can really address Krishna like this from the heart.
Dođite na jedan od Japa retreata zato što ćete tamo naučiti kako da postepeno dođete do tog stanja da možete iskreno da pozovete Krishnu.
The Japa retreat is an experience which is very carefully put together for you so that you come on a very high spiritual frequency.
I Japa retreat je jedno iskustvo koje je na taj način napravljeno da možete postepeno da dođete do jako visoke frekvencije.
At this moment when we want to advance, we need examples to follow.
U ovom trenutku kada želimo da napredujemo, onda su nam potrebni primjeri koje možemo da sledimo.
Who is our great example for chanting Hare Krishna in the Gaudiya Vaishnava?
I koji je naš uzvišeni primjer za mantranje svetog imena u Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya?
You know everything. Yes, Haridas Thakur. He is sitting on the altar also.
U pitanju je Haridas Thakur i on također sedi na našem altaru.
There's a prayer to Haridas Thakur.
I postoji jedna molitva Haridas Thakur.
I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Haridas Thakur.
Odajem svoje ponizno poštovanje Sri Haridas Thakuru.
Who by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya revealed the devotional service of chanting the Lord's holy names without deviation.
Koji je milošću Čajtanja Mahaprabhua razotkrio aktivnost predanog služenja pevanja svetog imena bez ikakvih devijacija.
He is the spiritual master for awarding happiness to the devotees.
On je duhovni učitelj koji daje sreću bhaktama.
Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya Haridasa. Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
Very good, very good. A devotee will just think, oh, Haridas is the best.
Bhakta će jednostavno misliti, oh, Haridas je najbolji.
He said, note, when Maya came to personally pull him out of his vow of chanting.
On je rekao nekada je Maya lično došla da ga izvuče iz njegovog mantranja.
He chants without deviation.
I on mantra bez ikakve devijacije.
And he will learn mantras to take shelter at Haridas and feel his protection in his chanting.
I onda će Bhakta naučiti mantre kako da uzme utočište Haridasa i onda će se osjećati sigurno u njegovom utočištu.
Now, the next step.
A sada sljedeći korak.
What I have just said, as I said, is maybe disappointing for you because it points you at a level of seriousness which you have never contemplated so far in your spiritual life.
Znači ono o čemu sam upravo govorio može vam doneti razočaranje zato što ukazuje na jedan nivo svesnosti Krišne o kome do sada niste razmišljali.
You may feel at this moment does Sachinandan Swami say I have to become a chastity devotee overnight?
I onda možete pomisliti da li sad Sachinandana s vami kaže da ja treba da postanem čisti bhakta preko noći.
Čisti bhakta means pure devotee.
Čisti bhakta znači čisti bhakta.
This is not what Prabhupada said.
I to nije ono što je Prabhupada rekao.
I am what I am.
Ja sam ono što jes.
Budi naturalni.
Budi prirodan.
I am not Haridas Thakur.
Ja nisam Haridas Thakur.
You are correct.
I vi ste u pravu.
Therefore, you will now learn a very practical approach to what we have just heard.
I zato ćete sada naučiti jako praktičan pristup onome što smo upravo čuli.
A devotee who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness needs to know one word, one technique, and apply it in his life. It's called Yukta Vairagya.
Osoba koja želi bhakta, koja želi da napreduje u svom duhovnom životu, on mora znati jednu reč i primeniti u svom životu i to je Yukta Vairagya.
If you try to imitate Haridas Thakur, you will totally come to fail.
Ako pokušavate da imitirate Haridas Thakura, onda ćete definitivno završiti neuspešno.
No, you have to use your body and your mind.
Treba da iskoristite svoj um i svoje telo.
And that means you have to keep them fit.
A to znači da morate da ih održavate spremni.
You have some of you for them the best Bhimanijal Ekadasi means to fast completely.
Za neke od vas najbolji Bhimanijal Ekadasi znači da postite kompletno.
Others like our translator G have a service to do and they know if I fast I will be mentally better I eat a little grass. No, a little, not grass, I'm sorry, 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 little fruit or whatever.
A neki poput našeg prevodioca, oni znaju da će biti potpuno mentalni u svojoj službi i onda zato odu i uzme malo trave ili voća.
You have to know where you are.
Jednostavno morate da znate gde ste.
And carefully keep your body and your mind fit.
I onda da pažljivo održavate svoje telo i svoj um spremnim.
It is said for a grihastha this principle means something else than for a brahmachari or sannyasi.
Znači da taj princip se drugačije odnosi na grihaste, a drugačije na brahmacharije i na sannyasije.
For instance, a grihastha may need, for a grihastha it's important to lovingly associate with his wife.
Na primjer, za grihastu je bitno da ima odnos pun ljubavi sa svojom ženom.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I hope I don't get in trouble here. He has to also touch his wife to feel encouraged. And the wife has to touch the man.
I onda Bhaktivinoda Thakur isto kaže da osoba, da muškarac, on isto treba da dodirne svoju ženu da bi bio ohrabren i isto tako žena treba da dodirne muškarca.
Brahmacharis and sannyasi shouldn't do that.
I brahmacharis i sannyasi, oni to ne treba da rade.
The grihastha needs that to be encouraged and to work like a workaholic for the maintenance of wife and children.
I onda grihasta, on mora to da uradi kako bi jednostavno bio ohrabren da bi onda mogao da radi non stop za održanje svoje porodice.
I'm here not speaking of illicit sex.
Ja ovde ne govorim o seksu koji nije dozvoljen.
I'm speaking of the requirements of the body and the mind which are different in different ashrams.
Ja jednostavno govorim o potrebama uma i tela koje se razlikuju u različitim ashramima.
I'm speaking as carefully and responsibly about this as I can.
I ja o tome govorim onoliko pažljivo i odgovorno koliko je to u mojoj moći.
Let me now explain in Krishna's own words what this principle of using the material energy for spiritual life means in practice.
A dopustite mi da sada upotrebim Krišnine reči na koji on način kaže šta to znači korišćenje Krišnine energije, to jest materijalne energije u duhovnoj službi, šta to znači?
Maybe we have quoted this verse already in a previous seminar, I mean previous session, but I will repeat it again. It's about how to train a horse. This is how you have to deal with the mind and body.
I možda smo čak i pominjali već ranije ovaj stih na nekoj od prethodnih lekcija, ali ja ću ipak opet da ga ponovim i u njemu se radi o tome kako treba trenirati um i telo.
An expert horseman desiring to tame a headstrong horse first lets the horse have his way for a moment.
Znači kada osoba koja želi da ukroti konja, kada ona ima konja koji ima jaku volju, onda ta osoba prvo će dopustiti konju da malo ide na svoj način.
And then only after some time he pulls the reins and puts the horse back on the proper path.
A onda će tek nakon nekog vremena da povuče uzde i vratit će konja na pravi put.
In the same way, the yogi has to carefully control the movements of the body and the mind.
I na taj isti način, yogi mora pažljivo da kontroliše pokrete svog uma i svog tela.
And gradually bring it under full control.
I postepeno da ih dovede pod punu kontrolu.
So, the Christians speak about the body and mind, they say it's brother donkey.
I onda hrišćani, oni govore o umu i nazivaju ga bratom magarc.
Buddha easel.
No. Yes, they say. You sometimes you need to have it give it its way.
Jednostavno, nekad mu morate dopustiti da uradi onako kako mu je volja.
Have a play of basketball.
Odite i poigrajte basket.
Swim in the swimming pool. No.
Idite i malo otplivajte u bazen.
Go on pilgrimage to a place you ever wanted to go.
Ili odite na hodočašće u mesto gde ste od uvek želeli da idete.
Relax with your friends at a prasadam pizza party.
Opustite se sa svojim prijateljima na jednoj pizza party.
You need that.
To vam je potrebno.
You can't always go 100% like this.
I ne možete uvek samo gurati 100% napred.
At the same time, there is another exercise which the Krishna gives in the Bhagavatam, which has a different vibration.
A u isto vreme postoji još jedna vežba koju Krishna daje u Šrimad Bhagavatamu i ona se malo razlikuje od ovoga.
He says you can become detached by always thinking about the temporary nature of that which you are attached to.
I on kaže da možete postati odvojeni tako što ćete uvek razmišljati o prolaznoj prirodi onoga zašto ste vezani.
Sometimes I talk to men who have madly fallen in love with a girl.
Ja ponekada pričam sa osobama muškog pola koje su se ludo zaljubile u neku devojku.
And I also talk to Matajis who have fallen in love with a strong smelling boy.
A isto tako pričam i sa Matajis koje su se zaljubile u nekog mladića koji jako miriše.
And it's really in the mind.
I to je stvarno u umu.
Or in the heart.
Ili u srcu.
You can even when you look into the eyes of such devotees, you can see the other person. It's so present.
I onda čak i kada pogledate u oči te osobe, onda možete videti tu drugu osobu koju su zaljubljene. To je tako jako prisutno.
But it also doesn't make much sense.
Ali to takođe nema baš mnogo smisla.
And then the Bhagavatam says you should think about the temporary nature of everything in this world.
I onda Šrimad Bhagavatam kaže da trebate da razmišljate o prolaznoj prirodi svega u ovom svetu.
Relationships.
Odnosi.
The bodies of others.
Tela drugih.
Things in this world.
Stvari u ovom svetu.
All are in the river of time and always changing.
Svi se oni nalaze u reci vremena i uvek se menjaju.
The Greek philosopher Heraclit expressed it in this verse. He says you can never step into the same river.
I onda grčki filozof Heraklit, on je to izrazio na taj način što je rekao nikada ne možeš stati u istu reku.
Yeah, I should say it better, more clearly. You can never step into the same river again.
Nikada ne možeš ponovo stati u istu reku.
The moment where you step into the river, the next moment it's a different molecular structure.
Znači onaj trenutak u kome staneš u reku, već sledećeg trenutka tu je drugačija molekularna struktura.
My tip is to apply this highly philosophical way in a little bit more practical way for you.
I ono što je moj savet jeste da ovaj jako, jako visoki filozofski savet primenite u jednom na jedan način koji je pristupačniji za vas.
Look into the future.
Pogledajte u budućnost.
Where will this bring you?
Gde će vas to odvesti?
This relationship or this other attachment.
Taj odnos ili neka druga vezanost.
Have you not experienced thousands of times, millions and millions of lifetimes that we just cannot be permanently satisfied by indulging our material attachments.
Zar niste iskusili već stotine i stotine puta, hiljade i hiljade puta, milione i milione života, da ne možemo postati stalno srećni tako što ćemo se upustiti u uživanje naših vezanosti.
Ultimately, to deal with the mind and body, the best way, that's the third method, is hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha.
I na kraju krajeva, najbolji način na koji možete da se odnosite prema umu i prema telu, jeste da slušate o Krišni, da slušate Krishna Katha.
And be humble.
I budite ponizni.
Don't play the role of super first class bhakta or bhakti.
Nemojte da igrate ulogu prvoklasnog super bhakti ili super mataji.
Be honest and say, oh, I'm still so much conditioned.
Budite iskreni i recite, ja sam još uvek toliko uslovljen.
My mind wanders even while I take the supreme holy names.
I moj um luta čak i dok ja uzimam najuzvišenije sveto ime.
I know the material world will not make me satisfied.
Ja znam da me materijalni svet neće učiniti srećni.
But I'm like a drinker who wants to give up alcohol.
Ali ja sam poput pijanice koji želi da napusti alkohol.
But whenever it's close, male, he will drink.
Ali kad god je taj alkohol blizu, onda on želi malo da popije.
When Lord Krishna sees this sincere humility in his devotees, his heart is moved.
I kada Krishna vidi ovu iskrenu poniznost u srcu svog bhakte, onda je on dirnut.
He sees, oh, my devotees condemn themselves for the material attachment, but they can't leave them. Let me help them.
I onda on misli, o, moj bhakta čak prezire sebe zbog tih svojih materialnih vezanosti, ali ne može da ih napusti. Sad ću mu pomoći.
Let me help them by entering their heart.
Pomoći ću tako što ću ući u njihovo srce.
And replacing overnight the material desires.
I tako što ću zameniti u toku noći njihove materijalne želje.
Then the next morning the devotee wakes up. Oops. I want to go to Mayapur. Wonderful. I've changed what came into me. What came into you is Krishna placed a good desire into your heart.
I onda se bhakta probudi sljedećeg jutra i kaže, pa ja želim da idem za Mayapur. I onda neke druge želje su u njegovom srcu, a ono što se desilo jeste da je Krišna došao u njegovo srce.
But if you are not a truthful devotee,
ali ako niste istinski bhakta,
if you are not humble,
ako niste ponizni,
if you play a role to impress others and maybe even impress yourself,
ako igrate ulogu kako biste zadivili druge i čak kako biste zadivili same sebe,
then Krishna will not come.
Onda Krishna neće doći.
You must know one thing about bhakti.
Morate da znate jednu stvar u vezi bhakti.
Bhakti is not about achievement.
Bhakti nema veze sa postignućima.
Like that you have achieved a high degree of sense control or shastric knowledge.
Kao na primjer da ste postigli visok stepen kontrole čula ili šastričkog znanja.
Bhakti is all about desire.
Bhakti je sva u vezi sa željom.
You can be a fallen devotee.
Možete biti pali bhakta.
But if your desire is oh Krishna, Krishna.
Ali ako je vaša želja Krishna, Krishna,
then you may be more advanced than the greatest pandit of the Bhagavad Gita.
Onda možete biti više napredni od najvećeg pandita Bhagavad Gita.
This doesn't mean that now you should all go become very fallen.
I ovo sad ne znači da svi treba da napustite sve i da postanete jako pali.
Just do the most outrageous things so that afterwards you can say sorry.
I da napravite najneverovatnije stvari da biste posle rekli izvini.
It means something else.
To znači nešto drugo.
Humbly endeavor.
Ponizan trud.
And give your best.
I dajte svoje najbolje.
And when it's not good enough, don't worry.
A kada to nije dovoljno dobro, onda nemojte da brinete.
Pray for Krishna, to Krishna, in a humble mood, and this is all which is required. Krishna will come to help you.
Molite se Krishni u poniznom raspoloženju i to je sve što je potrebno. Onda će Krishna doći u pomoć.
Would you like to hear a prayer of Haridas Thakur for the mercy of the holy name?
Da li biste želeli da čujete molitvu Haridas Thakura za milost svetog imena?
He is the greatest in achievement.
On je najveći u postignućima.
But he is also the greatest in this humble mood.
Ali on je takođe najveći što se tiče tog poniznog raspoloženja.
Would you like to hear this?
Da li biste želeli to čuti?
I am the most lowly.
Ja sam najniži.
But you, O Krishna, have made a commitment. You want to uplift the fallen souls.
Ali ti, Krishna, ti si dao obećanje da ćeš uzdići pale duše.
Here is our relationship, Krishna.
I to je naš odnos, Krishna.
I am a fallen soul and you want to uplift the fallen souls.
Ja sam pala duša, a ti si taj koji žele da uzdigne pale duše.
On the strength of this unbreakable connection between us. I beg you.
I na osnovu tog odnosa koji ne može biti ničim prekinut, ja te molim.
I beg you to shower the nectar of the holy name over my heart.
Ja te molim da moje srce obaspeš nektarem svetog imena.
Hare Krishna. See, it's very interesting. The material ego wants to go higher and higher and higher.
Jako interesantno da materijalni ego želi da ode sve više i više i više.
But the spiritual ego or identity wants to go lower and lower without any limit.
Ali duhovni ego, duhovni identitet, on želi da ide sve niže i niže i niže, bez ikakvih granica.
The material ego aspires to reach the mountain of material success.
I onda materialni ego, on želi da dostigne tu planinu materialnog uspeha.
The spiritual ego wants to become the servant of the servant of the servant.
A duhovni ego, on želi da postane sluga, sluge, od sluge, od sluge.
One god brother of mine always says, you will only get into the spiritual world on your belly, not on your feet.
Jedan moj brat po Bogu, on uvek kaže, dospećeš u duhovni svet samo na stomaku, ne znam svojim nogama.
And here comes the paradoxical situation.
I ovdje imamo jednu paradoksalnu situaciju.
When you can become humble, you become a lover.
Kada možete postati ponizni, onda postanete ljubavnik.
See, we are very afraid of humility because in the West we have this thing with low self-esteem.
Vidite, mi se jako bojimo poniznosti zato što na zapadu imamo taj problem sa niskim samopoštovanjem.
I am not good enough.
Nisam dovoljno dobar.
My teacher said it in the school.
Moj nastavnik je to rekao u školi.
My brother said it.
Moj brat je to rekao.
Do you know the American country folk singer Johnny Cash?
Da li znate jednog američkog country pevača koji se zove Johnny Cash?
He's from an my name is Sue or something, you know. Johnny Cash had a traumatic relationship with his father because the father always preferred his older brother to Johnny Cash.
I Johnny Cash je imao jedno traumatično iskustvo sa svojim ocem zato što je njegov otac uvek više volao njegovog starijeg brata.
This older brother was very talented in many ways.
I taj njegov stariji brat je bio talentovan u tako puno na puno načina.
And the father always gave him cash.
I onda mu je njegov otac uvek davao novac.
Novac, yes. Cash, you say in American language. So once it happened that the older brother came into a pot of boiling oil and died under terrible pain.
I onda se jednom desilo da je taj njegov brat upao u lonac sa ključalim uljem i onda je umro na najgori mogući način.
And can you imagine what the father's reaction was, who was highly sensitive in child education?
I onda da li možete da zamislite koja je bila reakcija tog oca koji je bio jako tako napredan u obrazovanju dece i jako senzitivan.
He said to Johnny,
I on je rekao Johnny-u,
I wish you had, you would have fallen into this oil and died.
Želim da si ti taj koji je upao taj lonac sa uljem i da si ti umrao, ne tvoj brat.
So poor Johnny always had a minority complex.
I onda je taj jadni Johnny uvek imao taj kompleks niže vrednosti.
And to break out of this minority complex, he decided to do something which his father didn't approve, that is to try to become a musician, folk singer.
I onda kako bi on pobedio taj kompleks niže vrednosti, onda odlučio da napravi nešto što njegov otac nije odobravao, odnosno da postane country pevač.
And in order to pay back his father, he said, I'm Johnny Cash.
I onda kako bi uzvratio, kako bi se osvetio svom ocu, on je rekao, ja sam Johnny Cash.
Many of us may not have such traumatic experiences in education, but we all have a little the best, no one loves me.
I možda nemamo baš toliko traumatično iskustvo u našem odgoju, ali ovde na zapadu uvek imamo to negde u pozadini, niko me ne voli.
And as a counter reaction, we always want to prove our worth.
A onda kako mi uzvraćamo na to, jeste da uvek želimo da se dokažemo pred
drugima. So when someone says to us, become humble, it doesn't sit well with us because of because we were never loved unconditionally.
I onda kada nam neko kaže budi ponizan, onda nama to nikako ne odgovara, zato što nikada nismo osjetili kako je to kada nas neko voli bez ikakvih uslova.
So if you want to become a humble devotee, you have to become a little secure.
Tako da ako želite da postanete ponizni bhakta, onda morate prvo postati malo sigurni.
You have to know that Krishna loves you even if you are not as good as your older brother.
I morate znati. I morate znati da vas Krišna voli čak i onda kada niste toliko dovoljno dobri kao vaš stariji brat ili starija sestra.
And I think we should know that Krishna loves us because he has given us this chance of becoming Krishna consciousness. He has allowed us to meet a devotee who takes, you know, Prabhupada, and he has given us the holy name. I think we can know Krishna. Krishna has proven that he loves us unconditionally.
A ja mislim da nas Krishna voli i dokaz toga jeste da smo sreli bhakte, da smo sreli Šila Prabhupada, da smo dobili sveto ime i to je dovoljan dokaz da nas Krishna voli bez ikakvih uslova.
I want to now end this session by giving you three powerful rules which will bring you very quickly with out much tapasya on the highest spiritual level of chanting.
I sada ja želim da završim ovaj svoj seminar na taj način što ću vam dati tri jako moćna pravila sa kojima možete bez tapasje jako lako doći na neki dobar nivo svesnosti Krišne.
Listen very carefully.
Molim vas, slušajte jako pažljivo.
When you even only apply half of a rule, you will be like a rocket and on its way to the moon. I mean, you will really experience something.
I čak i ako primenite samo pola tog pravila, onda ćete stvarno iskusiti nešto na svom putu.
I think we all agree, or we all have experienced, that if we can bring our heart to our praxis or chant with feeling, that will make a huge difference.
Mislim da je nešto što smo svi iskusili to da ako dovedemo naše srce u našu praksu mantranja, da će onda to doneti sasvim drugačije iskustvo.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends to us a verse from the Bhagavatam about which we should meditate while chanting. And this will bring feeling.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on nam preporučuje jedan stih iz Šrimad Bhagavatama o kome bi trebalo da meditiramo dok mantramo i onda će to doneti osjećanje u naše mantranje.
Once Goga Govinda Maharaj was on an African tour through Africa and an African person asked him, how can I develop feeling into chanting?
Jednom je Gorgo Vinda Maharač bio na turneji po Africi i onda ga je jedan Afrikanac pitao kako ja mogu da razvijem osjećanja dok mantram.
And he gave a very famous answer. He said,
i onda je on dao jedan jako čuveni odgovor, on je rekao,
when someone has died,
kada neko umre,
and you come next to these people who lament for the deceased person, who cry,
i onda kad ti dođeš u blizinu tih osoba koje žale za tom osobom koja je napustila telo,
you also, all of a sudden, the crying comes to you.
Onda isto tada ti osjetiš isto to plakanje.
I sincerely request you, the next time someone dies, go there to the funeral.
I ja vas sada iskreno molim da sljedeći put kada neko napusti telo, onda vi odite na sahranu.
It doesn't need to be someone who's close to you.
I to čak
who
ne
has
mora,
died, huh?
Ta osoba koja je umrla, čak ne mora biti ni osoba koja vam je bliska.
And be amongst these people who are crying.
I onda jednostavno budite među tim osobama koje plaču.
Then this comes into your heart.
I onda to dođe u vaše srce.
Same thing. This is one of the principles of the laughter yoga.
I to je također jedan od principa ove joge smejanja.
I was a little tired when we had this laughter yoga session, but when Bhakti Granta came and looked at me, you know, like, especially in the last exercise where you were not allowed to laugh loud.
I također, znači ja sam bio malo umoran, ali kad Gopi Bhakti Granta došao kod mene, specijalno u onom posljednjem delu kada pokušavate da se smijete kroz zatvorena usta.
Bhakti Granta was just go and he could, you know, he was almost killed by this exercise.
Bhakti Granta bi samo napravio tako usta i gotovo da je umro od te vežbe.
Then I also laughed.
I onda sam se ja isto smejao.
Feelings come by association.
Osjećanja dolaze kroz društvo.
So here in this verse which I will read to you, you will meet a great personality on his deathbed.
U ovom stihu koji će vam ja pročitati, srećete jednu veliku ličnost na njegovoj samrtnoj postelji.
With deep feeling, Vritasura is turning towards Krishna.
Sa velikim osjećanjima Vritasura, on se okreće prema Krišni.
And he says, may my mind be eager to see you, my Lord.
I on kaže, neka moj um bude željan da te vidi, moj dragi gospodine.
Just like little wingless babies who desire to see their mother, in this way I want to see you.
Poput malih ptića u gnezdu koji žele da vide svoju majku, na taj način ja želim tebe da vidim.
As hungry calves anxiously wait for drinking their mother's milk, I wait for you.
Poput gladnog teleta koje čeka da vidi svoju majku, na taj način ja čekam tebe.
And as a wife whose husband is away from home, all the things about when does my husband come and when can I serve him and cook for him. This way I long to see and serve you.
I poput žene čiji je muž na dalekom putu i koja samo čeka na svog supruga da se vrati kako bi mu služila i kako bi mu kuvala, na taj isti način ja želim da mislim o tebi, moj dragi gospodine.
In this way you should chant with affection.
Na taj način možete mantrati sa privrženošću.
If you wish to find this verse, please go to the Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 11th chapter, verse 26.
I ako želite da pročitate ovaj stih, molim vas da uzmete Šrimad Bhagavatam, 11. poglavlje, stih broj 26.
You need to bring some feeling to your practice.
Morate da unesete neka osjećanja u svoju praksu.
Who of you knows George Harrison?
I ko od vas zna George Harrison?
Or knows of him?
Mislim, zna o njemu, da je čuo.
Oh yeah, oh many. Who of you has seen him in the Bangladesh concert in New York? I mean, in a video.
A ko od vas ga je možda video na snimku Bangladesh koncerta iz New Yorka?
Not so many. Yes, some you have seen. Dobro. George Harrison one time had a doubt in which he placed before Prabhupada.
I George Harrison, on je jednom imao sumnju i onda je tu sumnju iznao pred Šila Prabhupada.
He said, you devotees always talk about separation from Krishna, but Krishna is everywhere, no?
I on je rekao, ma vi bhakti, vi stalno govorite o toj odvojenosti od Krishna, ali Krishna se nalazi svuda, zar ne?
Prabhupada said, yeah, yes, but sometimes he is covered for our eyes.
I Šila Prabhupada je odgovorio, da, ali on je nekada skriven do naših očiju.
And he gave the example of the sun, which is always there during the day, but sometimes covered by a cloud.
I onda je on dao primjer sunca, koje se uvek nalazi na nebu, ali ponekad biva skriveno oblacima.
And then Prabhupada looked at him with his pure devotee eyes.
I onda je Prabhupada pogledao u njega svojim očima čistog bhakte.
And when Krishna is covered, we feel an unpleasant feeling.
I onda kada je Krishna skriven, mi osjećamo to neugodno osjećanje.
Just like when the sun is covered by a cloud, we feel it's a little chilly now.
Upravo poput onog osjećanja koje osjećamo kada je sunce prekriveno oblacima, onda nam je malo hladno.
George understood.
I George je razumio.
And made this wonderful piece of music. I really want to see you. Lili li. I really want to be with you. Lili li. And like this. I think Jai Guneshwara could sing it better. Yes.
I onda George je razumeo i onda je napravio to prelepo muzičko delo koje Maharaj sada otpevao.
Yes, and he sang like this with deep feeling.
Da, on je pevao i pevao je sa dubokim osjećanjem.
O Krishna, gde si?
O Krishna, gde si?
Yeah. Where are you?
Gde si?
This is a problem for me.
To je problem za mene.
You're not here.
Nisi ovde.
So this is how to pray, not in this you don't sing, need to sing My Sweet Lord. Better this verse from the Bhagavatam.
I to je način na koji možete da se molite. Ne morate baš da pevate, ne morate da pevate ovu pesmu od George'a Harrisona, već da obratite pažnju na ovaj stih.
Some feeling.
Neko osjećanje.
Not so much head.
A ne toliko sa mozgom.
Heart is desired.
Srce je ono što nam treba.
Bring your srce to the practice.
Dovedite svoje srce u praksu.
Second rule.
Drugo pravilo.
Contemplate the meaning of the mantra while you chant.
Razmišljajte o značenju mantre dok mantrate.
When this article comes into the Sharanagati webpage, you will find a full page of Gopal Guru's meditation.
I kada se ovaj artikl pojavi na web stranici Sharanagatija, onda ćete vi naći čitavu jednu stranicu objašnjenja Maha mantre od Gopal Guru Gosvamija.
We have it here, Nityananda Kari? Could you just bring it? Is it just there? Here is a meditation.
I ovde je meditacija.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
You go like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And why don't we do this? Just continue to chant like this, a little bit more slow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I will say the meditation, continue. O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Please steal my mind.
Molim te, ukradi moje srce.
Please deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Molim te, oslobodi me od vezanosti materijalnog života.
Please attract my mind to you, Krishna.
Molim te, privuci moj um sebi, Krishna.
May I develop taste for you, Krishna.
Neka razvijem ukus za tebe, Krishna.
O Radhe,
ovo rade.
Make me suitable for serving you.
Molim te, učini me takvim da mogu da te služim.
Voila, thank you very much. So this is how a devotee will meditate. These are some of the meditations about Krishna while he takes the name.
I ovo su samo neke od meditacija na koje bhakta može da misli dok peva sveto ime.
This is one new point for many of you.
I to je nova poenta za mnoge od vas.
If you want to attain a spiritual goal, you need to meditate about the goal while you do your practice.
Ako želite da dostignete svoj duhovni cilj, onda morate da meditirate na taj cilj dok imate svoju duhovnu praksu.
Achirat eva sarvata sityesham abhipsita sattarmasya vabodaya yesham nirbandini matihi. Nirbandini mati means your mati, that is your consciousness, has to be bound on the city, the perfection you want to attain.
Ovo znači, ove dve reči znači da vaša svesnost mora biti vezana za to savršenstvo, sidi za taj cilj koji želite da dostignete.
Those who are eager to awaken their spiritual consciousness, says this verse,
one osobe koje su željne toga da probude svoju duhovnu svest, svesnost.
Must have nirbandini mati, that undeviated intelligence fixed on the goal.
Takve osobe, one moraju imati nepomućenu inteligenciju koja je fiksirana na cilj.
They attain their spiritual goal very soon.
I takve osobe mogu dostići svoj duhovni cilj jako brzo.
This point has been taken by the New Age movement.
I ovu poentu preuzeo taj New Age pokret.
They know that if a person believes in a goal, visualizes the goal, then it will come true.
I oni znaju da ako osoba veruje u svoj cilj i ako ga vizualizuje, onda će se taj cilj ostvariti.
Anything can come true.
Sve je moguće, sve se može ostvariti.
Poor people get a house on the ocean just by having a picture on their desk, you know, with a house on the ocean, and then it somehow happens. When the mind connects with the goal, then the whole universe begins to work and push you towards the goal.
I onda, na primjer, neki siromašni ljudi, oni dobiju kuću na moru samo tako što stave na svoj zid sliku kuće na moru. Zato što onda, ako imate neku jaku želju, čitav univerzum pokrene svoje snage kako bi to ostvario.
You only have to believe that you can get it.
Sve što je potrebno jeste da verujete da to možete dostići.
And then visualize it.
I da onda to vizualizujete.
There is a whole movie, there are movies out on this. One movie is called The Secret.
I onda postoje različiti filmovi o tome. Jedan od takvih filmova se zove Tajna.
When I was so sick, the devotees in Germany played it to me.
I kada sam bio jako bolestan u Nemačkoj, onda su mi bakte pustili taj film.
Because I think it's there is this man who had this crash and was broken two times in the spine, I think I told you about, and then he visualized that after 6 months he would again walk, and he walked out of the hospital. Hare Krishna.
Ja mislim da je to bilo u tom filmu da sam video tog čoveka koji je nastradao u avionskoj nesreći i imao je kičmu polomljenu na dva mesta, a onda nakon nekoliko meseci on je već hodao samo zato što je to jasno vizualizirao.
But these are material goals, so boring.
Ali to su materijalni ciljevi, oni su tako dosadni.
And by the way, you don't just get anything you want, you have to have also a little karma.
A onda isto ne dobijete baš ni ono što ste želeli, nego morate da imate malo karme za to.
Yes, the karma has to be suitable, but this is a point which they didn't bring out in The Secret.
I znači, ako želite nešto materijalno, ipak morate da imate odgovarajuću karmu za to, a to je nešto što oni nisu stavili u taj
But film. If you want Krishna, you will get him, because Krishna will take care of your karma.
Ali ako želite Krišnu, onda ćete ga sigurno dobiti zato što će se Krišna pobrinuti za vašu karmu.
You should all train your mind to think of Krishna while you take the practice.
Ono što treba da uradite jeste da razmišljate o Krišni dok sprovodite svoju praksu.
What this means is that you meditate in a meditative mood about the meaning of the mantra.
I to znači da meditirate u jednom meditativnom raspoloženju na značenje mantre.
O Shrimati Radharani.
O Shrimati Radharani.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Please engage me in your slujba service. This is in this mood you will see some good feelings.
I ako mantrate u tom raspoloženju, onda ćete vidjeti neka dobra osjećanja.
And finally,
konačno,
and about this we will talk tomorrow in detail.
Nešto o čemu ćemo sutradan govoriti detaljno.
While chanting, you should think of developing love for Krishna.
Dok mantrate sveto ime, morate razmišljati o tome kako da razvijete ljubav prema Krishna.
There are a few things which a beginner can do to come into this, and there are a few practices which an advanced devotee does, and I will talk about both tomorrow.
I postoji nekoliko stvari koje početnik može da radi i također nekoliko stvari koje napredna osoba može da radi da bi došla do tog nivoa, i o tome ću ja govoriti sutra.
Krishna. Should we make one japa experiment now?
Da napravimo sada jedan japa eksperiment.
I want to do one thing with you which will give you an amazing experience.
Želim da sa vama uradim jednu stvar koja će vam dati neverovatno iskustvo.
It's a little technique which can improve your japa very much.
To je mala tehnika koja može jako da unapredi vaše mantranje.
It's called one mantra.
I ta tehnika se zove jedna mantra.
What this means is that while you chant, you tell your mind, my dear mind, concentrate on this one mantra.
I to znači da dok mantrate, da kažete svom umu, moj dragi ume, sad se skoncentriši na ovu jednu mantru.
And during this time, you don't go with your mind anywhere else, you stay with this mantra.
I za to vreme nemoj da ideš nigde drugde, već samo ostani sa tom mantrom.
You enter this mantra through the door of the first hari.
I uđite onda u tu mantru kroz vrata prvog hare.
And the only thing which you are allowed to do during this practice is you stay in that palace of the holy name.
I onda jedina stvar koja vam je dozvoljena da radite u toku mantranja te mantre jeste da ostanete u palati svetog imena.
Hari, the next is Krishna, then again comes Hari, and your mind is only occupied with the syllables of the mantra.
I onda za to vreme vaš um biva zaokupljen jedino slogovima mantre.
When the mind goes away,
i kada um odluta,
like a little pass,
kao mali pas,
you just bring it back.
Vi ga jednostavno povucite nazad.
Without any heavy emotions. Oh, I'm useless. I'm not like that.
I bez ikakvih nekih optužujućih osjećanja, jo, ja sam beskoristan.
And you just somehow, it's very difficult to explain. Like all yoga exercises, you have to do them, then you know what it is.
I kao i sve druge yoga vežbe, ovo je jako teško opisati, jednostavno morate to sami da iskusite.
We will do five mantras and we will try to stay only with the Hare Krishna mantra during that time.
Mi ćemo sada izmantrati pet mantri i za to vreme pokušat ćemo da ostanemo samo u tim mantrama.
Would you like to make the experiment?
da li želite da napravite taj eksperiment?
But I say, see, Govinda, Gopal, you had a short night. I can see this.
Vidim, Govinda Gopal, da si ti imao kratak san.
Would you like to make a little yoga exercise which will vibrate your energy field on a higher level than you are at the moment before? It's a yoga.
I da li želite da napravite jednu yoga vežbu koja će vas dovesti na malo viši nivo od onog na kome ste sada, to je yoga vežba.
It's not laughter yoga, although it looks like.
I to nije yoga smejanja, jako tako izgleda.
It's a very powerful yoga exercise which they use now in some cancer clinics to drive away the cancer out of the body.
I to je tehnika koju sada koriste u nekim klinikama gde se leči rak, kako bi izlečili ljude od raka.
It's you bring in the body a vibration, a spiritual vibration, which all the cells are vibrating with this.
I vi jednostavno dovedete svoje telo na stanje duhovne energije tako da sve ćelije vibriraju na tom nivou, u toj energiji.
You have to visualize that your body is like a I don't know, like a building or something.
Treba da vizualizirate svoje telo, da ga vidite da je poput jedne zgrade.
Then you first look, don't do it immediately. Then you close your senses.
Znači, molimo vas da prvo pogledate kako to izgleda, pa ćete tek onda da radite. I znači, sledeća stvar koju uradite je da zatvorite svoja čula.
Fingers, the thumbs go here.
Znači, palčevi idu na uši.
Then, these go on the eyes.
Onda srednji prst ide na oči.
And these fingers go on the nostrils.
Domali prst ide na nos, na nosnicu.
And then you chant the sacred syllable Om.
I onda trebate da izgovorite sveti slog Om.
And let the Om go through your whole body.
I onda dopustite tom svetom slogu da prođe kroz vaše čitavo telo.
This is called Brahmara Japa.
I to se zove Brahmara Japa.
Brahmara is the bee.
I Brahmara je reč za pčelu.
You know which has this which makes this vibration.
Znači pčela koja pravi ovakav zvuk.
So when you do the om like this, it vibrates through your whole being.
Tako da ako kažete om na ovaj način, onda možete da ga osetite kako vibrira kroz čitavo vaše telo.
I will do it one time and then we do it all together.
Ja ću to prvo uraditi sam, a onda ćemo tek uraditi svi zajedno. Prvo znači pogledajte.
Really vibrates as if electricity is in the body.
I osjetit ćete vibraciju u svom telu poput električne struje.
So take your thumbs and close your ears.
Znači stavite svoje palčeve na uši, zatvorite uši.
Fingers on the forehead.
Znači stavite kaži prst na čelo.
And is it called ring finger on the nostrils?
Znači stavite ovaj domali prst na nozdrave.
First you need to breathe in through your nostrils, so don't put the ring fingers immediately there.
Znači prvo udahnite kroz nozdrave, nemojte odmah da zatvorite nozdrave pre nego što
And then breathe in, and then just chant om and keep it inside of you like a bee.
I onda kada udahnete, onda zatvorite nozdrave i onda recite slog om i pustite ga da vibrira u vama.
Okay, breathe in now.
Sad udahnite.
Om. Again, breathe in.
Opet, udahnite.
And a third time.
Treći put.
Oh. Dobro. So now we try to remain with the vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra while we chant.
I sada ono što treba da uradimo jeste da ostanemo sa tom vibracijom Hare Krishna mantre dok mantram.
You have an experience now what a vibration means.
Sada imate iskustvo šta to znači vibracija.
And please, I will chant one time alone and then with you. We will only chant 5 mantras.
Ja ću sada prvo mantrati sam, a onda ćemo početi zajedno i mantraćemo samo 5 mantri.
When you hear this signal, it's time for you to start, and when you hear this signal, it means stop.
Kada čujete znak karatelema, to je prvo znak da počnete, a drugi znak je znak da prestanete.
Hare Krishna, Hare... No, there was no signal for you. Just listen first.
Znači, nije bilo znaka za vas, prvo treba da slušate.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You only concentrate on the mantra, on the vibration, huh?
Skoncentrišete se samo na mantru, samo na tu zvučnu vibraciju.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So chanting with full concentration.
Znači mantranje sa punom pažnjom.
Adding the mood.
Onda tu dodate raspoloženje.
Like calling out for Krishna.
Znači dozivate Krishna.
And adding the meditation which we have given you.
I onda znači dodate meditaciju koju smo vam dali.
Please steal my mind and deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Molim te, ukradi moj um i izbavi me iz vezanosti materijalnog života.
Please steal my heart with your sweetness.
Molim te, ukradi moje srce svojom slatkoćem.
And then you add the desire to develop love of Krishna, to become close to him, and then goes very fast.
I onda tome dodate želju da razvijete ljubav za Krišnu, da mu postanete bliski i onda napredujete jako brzo.
Tomorrow we will hear two more, we will hear the Mahaprabhu's instructions which are very new for many of you on the chanting. Eight and few instructions actually, not eight.
I onda ćemo sutradan čuti još nekoliko instrukcija Mahaprabhu koje mogu biti dosta nove za vas.
And then we will hear how to develop your spiritual body by chanting.
I onda ćete čuti kako možete da razvijete svoje duhovno telo putem svog mantranja.
For now I want to end this session. Thank you very much.
Ja sada želim da završim ovu lekciju. Hvala vam jako puno.
Somehow I see that I don't give enough time for questions. But please write down your questions and one of these sessions we will just make questions and answers.
Ja vidim da ne ostavljam dovoljno vremena za vaše, za vaša pitanja, ali bih vas zamolio da zapišete svoja pitanja i onda ćemo jednu čitavu lekciju posvetiti odgovorima na vaša pitanja.
Yeah. At the moment I just want to train you.
A u ovom trenutku sve ono što želim jeste da vas treniram, podučim.
We will answer the millions of little questions in a little while.
Ali mi ćemo odgovoriti na milione malih pitanja nešto kasnije.
There are three brief announcements.
I sada imamo tri kratka obaveštenja.
For the first time in our Serbian summer camp, we have